Hello and welcome to this week's podcast on children's religious education at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto. I'm Joe Chi, a member of the church's CRE committee and a teacher educator at Foothill College.
And I'm Dan Harper, Assistant Minister of Religious Education.
Hi, Dan. When we first started talking about human development in these podcasts, you said some people use the term faith development when they're talking about how an individual becomes a part of a specific faith tradition. How is this different from what we've been talking about so far?
So far, we've been talking about a kind of development that seems to be hardwired into us human beings. So it doesn't matter what religious tradition you may belong to, but when you're 3 or 4 years old, you're going to be kind of selfish, and you're not going to be able to understand certain complex religious concepts. And when you're a teenager, it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or atheist or Buddhist, you're going to be confronting big questions for the first time, including questions about whatever beliefs or non-beliefs you've been brought up with. Certain developmental stages correspond with certain chronological ages. The other kind of faith development looks at what happens to individuals when they join a new religious tradition, like what happens when someone who grew up with no religious upbringing decides to join a Unitarian Universalist congregation.
What does happen in these situations?
Well, what I have observed over the years is that adults who come into Unitarian Universalism with absolutely no religious background face many of the same educational tasks as young children. Or say you're teaching a class of young adolescents, all of whom have been a part of the congregation since they were born. Then a new kid joins the class who's never been in a congregation before. That new kid has to learn all kinds of things. The little rituals we have, like lighting a chalice, getting hot chocolate at social hour, the kinds of questions we ask, the kinds of questions we don't ask, the songs we sing, the way we sing the songs we sing.
So we've got two types of development here. First, we have the physical, cognitive, social, spiritual development that is more or less tied to chronological age. And second, we have the religious development as individuals become part of a religious community. Someone who just joined church today, yesterday, is going to be different from the person who joined 50 years ago.
Exactly. And when you consider both kinds of development, I think you get a better sense of how to do religious education with different people.
What are some examples of how this might work?
Well, let's begin with young children. I remember this bright, complex girl named Aster, and she was about 5 when I first knew her. She came to church with her parents nearly every week and attended the first 15 minutes of Sunday morning worship, as did all the children in that church. Aster started out having lots of trouble sitting through those 15 minutes. But over time, she made real progress in learning how to sit still and be attentive. That's a learned skill. Aster had to learn all the little things we take for granted. How to come to church once a week. How to sit still and listen to a sermon. She had to listen what to do. She had to learn what to do when it's time to sing a hymn. She had to learn what a hymn is. She had to learn what to do when it's time to sit and meditate, when it's time to leave. Basically, young children like Aster have to learn how to do religion. And the interesting thing is, if you take an adult who's never been to a Unitarian Universalist congregation before, never been to one of our worship services, you plunk them down into one of our worship services, they're going to face the same learning challenges that Aster faced. They have to learn what a hymn is, how to use a hymnal, what you do when it's time to sit and meditate. And that brand new adult will learn more quickly than a young child like Aster, but in some ways they're learning at the same level.
What about older children?
I once knew these two girls in another congregation, and let's just call them Gabriella and Emily. They were best buddies. They started coming to church when they were each about 8 years old, and they quickly learned where to go and what to do on Sunday mornings. By the time they were 10, they'd come into that first part of the worship service, the first 15 minutes, and they'd want to sit with each other apart from their parents. They knew lots of stuff about Unitarian Universalism. They knew about Bible times. They knew about world religions and so on. And they loved to share their knowledge. By the time they were 10, they were just beginning to find out that they had individual religious identities separate from their families. That's why they wanted to sit away from their parents. So they knew a lot. And maybe they even knew more than some adults who had been coming to the congregation for several years. But when Gabriella and Emily first came to the congregation, when they were each 8 years old, they knew as little about religion as five-year-old Aster knew, even though they were older than Aster. And I just keep reminding myself that first Sunday that a child comes into a congregation for the first time can be really tough on that child. I remember talking to this one boy named Freddie. He first came into a Unitarian Universalist congregation at age 11. And he told me later, he said he was so scared on that first Sunday, it was one of the hardest things he'd ever done. So organized religion is less and less a part of mainstream culture. And walking into a congregation for the first time can be a very disorienting experience for a child.
We're constantly getting new children joining our Sunday school classes. What you're saying implies that when a new 11-year-old joins a Sunday school class, as Sunday school teachers, we not only have to be sensitive to that child's disorientation, but we have to recognize that that child may have a little bit of religious development prior to coming to that class.
Right. They may have no religious development prior to coming to that class. And with 3- and 4-year-olds, it's much less of a problem, because even 3- and 4-year-olds who have grown up in the congregation really don't know much about religion. So they're not much different than a 3- or 4-year-old who has walked in for the first time. But an 11-year-old, it's more of a problem.
What does this mean at a practical level for those of us who are Sunday school teachers and youth advisors?
What this means at the most practical level is that we have to be aware of how long a child or a teenager has been a part of our congregation. When there's a brand new child or teen in our group, we're going to want to remember to explain everything. And at the most basic practical level, instead of just saying you, we're going to want to spell it out and say Unitarian Universalist. And we might even take a moment to explain briefly, at an age-appropriate level, what Unitarian Universalist means. We might want to take the time to explain why we do the things that we do in the first 15 minutes of the worship service. If we light a chalice in the class, we might want to explain what a chalice is and why it has become a symbol of Unitarian Universalism. More broadly, this means that we have to keep track of two kinds of development as we're planning our lessons, or as we're helping teenagers to plan youth group sessions. First, we have to keep track of the physical, cognitive, social, and spiritual development that is tied to the chronological age we're working with. And second, we have to keep track of the religious development of individual kids, how long they've been in the congregation.
That makes a lot of sense, and thanks for sharing these ideas with us today. That's it for this week's podcast on children's religious education at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto. Thanks for listening. We welcome listeners' comments. Send us your thoughts and feedback by email or post a comment on our blog at paloaltocre.wordpress.com.
I'm Dan Harper, Assistant Minister of Religious Education.
And I'm Joe Chi, a member of the church's CRE committee and a teacher educator at Foothill College. Take care and be well.